isn't that what we kind of work for? You get up Monday morning and you just start counting down the days until Friday gets here. And then you think, we're in the middle of winter, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend. What are we going to do? Are we going to go take a hike? Are we going to go to one of the special events that's going on? There's so much to do. Just get out and have a good time. Because if you don't, what's it all for? You work so much. You work so hard. If you don't have fun, what is it all for? You put in a lot of hours. But then, all of a sudden, you hear things like, oh, you're going to be part of a special assessment district. Did you know that? The reason I'm bringing this up to you, excuse me, sorry, a little under the weather today. I don't have a cough button. So the reason I'm bringing this to you is February 26th. You need to put that on your calendar, February 26th. Okay? The city of Reno is going to be having a meeting. And Judy sent me this. Thank you so much, Judy. I appreciate it. She sent me the agenda and said, check out B21 on the agenda. And then I saw it was for the Special Assessment District 1. Okay, well, what's this? Yeah, this is a huge assessment that is going to be put on everybody. Everybody in the city of Reno. It is a special street projects. All of these different street projects have been combined into one. I don't know, what would one big bond issue or what they're going to have to get for this. This is a lot, people. Wow. Ambassador, Stone, Ashbury, Fieldstone, Ridgegate, Villa Verde, Crown, Windsor, Royal, Majestic, Majestic Court, Majestic Drive, Gear, Washington, West 11th, Vine, Golden Valley. So what does this do? Well, that special assessment, it's a fee. It's a different way of saying a tax. Don't you pay taxes already? I mean, don't we basically pay taxes on every single thing we do or get? You got your gas taxes, you got your tax on your phone, you got your fees on your electricity. You got all kinds of taxes on your property. Bunch of taxes are taken out of your paycheck right off the top. You don't even see it. But then when you go out and buy something, there's that sales tax that just keeps going up and up. Don't you pay taxes already? That the city of Reno is supposed to be spending wisely? Did I mention we had another hit and run this morning? Yep, fatal hit and run this morning. This could be any part of my show between now and January 1st when we started for the new year. Me just coming on and telling you we had another fatal hit and run. Another fatal hit and run. Another suicide. There are things in life that are more important than some of the things that the city of Reno is dealing with. Yet all they can think about is, well, let's just tax people. It has to be done. We'll make the hard choice. We'll just tax people more. S&P, Standard & Poor's, if you don't know, lowered Reno's bond debt rating from an A+ to an A-. In Reno, the finance department reported that we're not doing so good. Includes bonds issued to build various projects. Settlement agreement that issued enough property taxes to make the bond payments ended in June of 2018. Reserves are being depleted to make current bond payment. Discussions are underway regarding options for the future. Just keep pushing it on in the future. But it gets worse. The CAFR reported that the city is not actually in compliance with the requirements of financial reporting for federal funds. And therefore, there is no assurance that amounts reported are complete and accurate. People say, elected representatives say, we've lowered the debt. Maybe 3 years ago. But guess what? You've gotten us into even more debt. And how are we looking at paying things off, doing street maintenance, doing repairs? We're just going to tax people. Oh, I'm sorry, fee, special assessment district, business improvement districts. Do you get a say? You do. February 26th, Reno City Council meeting. You might want to put that on your calendar or start your emails and your phone calls ASAP. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. You want to make a comment on Rod Blagojevich?
Sure. And I just wish I had a sister like you because you're so awesome. And
thank you, Kelly.
I definitely deserved a sister like you. Yeah, I wanted to give you your choice. I can respond to, there was a call the other day by a guy calling himself Bill about vaccines, or yeah. I can give a little stint about Rod Blagojevich. Your choice, ladies' choice.
Ladies' choice, let's talk about the vaccines and what Bill had to say, because there was other comments that I was going to make about that.
Yeah, cool. And so what I'm going to cover is in the New Wives Traditions issue in Farming and the Healing Arts and Food by the Weston A. Price Foundation, it clearly says here that the top four manufacturers of childhood vaccines in the United States have been indicted some 113 times for criminal conduct. So that would be Merck, M-E-R-C-K, GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, and Sanofi Pasteur. Let's see, for criminal conduct, together they have paid in excess of $33 billion with a B for fines for falsifying data, bribing doctors, and lying to the public. Merck, the same company that paid out $950 million in federal fines and almost $5 billion in settled lawsuits related to its painkiller Vioxx, has been in federal court since 2010 on fraud charges. And I could go on for days, but I won't, because you and your opinion are what matters. And so thank you for, you know, thank you for touching on these topics.
Yes. Thank you, Kelly, for the call. And I was going to respond at some point to Bill calling in yesterday, basically telling me that I'm not doing my job and I'm doing a disservice to the public. Vaccines and immunizations. Yes. Immunizations. I'm glad I had mine. I didn't get the mumps. I didn't get the measles. I did get chickenpox. Mom couldn't remember if she had me vaccinated for chickenpox. But I got chickenpox when I was like almost in my 20s. But why? And remember, I come from a family planning background. That was one of my first jobs that I ever had before or after parts runner. Why are we vaccinating teenagers, all of them, against the human papillomavirus? Sounds kind of innocuous, doesn't it? Well, it's a sexually transmitted disease. So if you take personal responsibility, if you take just, you know, any amount of respect for your body, you protect yourself. It used to be called education. You would be educated and you would learn about sexually transmitted diseases, like venereal warts. You would learn this stuff. But now, we're just going to vaccinate everybody. We are not the same. We are amazing machines that God created. I don't want to get philosophical on here or whatnot, but just look at yourself. Look at your fingers. Look at your ribs. Protecting your lungs and your vital organs. We are amazing, but we are all different. Not every vaccine and immunization works for everybody. Why would we have people allergic to peanuts? I wouldn't be. My husband would not be able to survive on this earth without peanut butter. Yet it seems like everywhere he turns, he can't have his peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or he can't have his peanuts on the plane because somebody is allergic to him. Well, you know, someone's going to be allergic to that vaccine. Someone's going to be allergic to that immunization. People say it causes autism. Well, it doesn't cause autism in everybody. You have to decide for yourself what is right for you and what is right for your child with proper education and information that is accurate. We can't just let the pharmaceutical companies keep on pumping us with stuff that we have no idea how we're going to react. And now we're just pushing it on to the kids, making it mandatory for them to go to school, taking away parental rights to decide. When schools take away your parental rights to decide what is best for you, your family, and your child, then maybe it's time to homeschool. That's enough of me. 884-9910. Let's go to Mike in Gardnerville. Sorry, Mike. Clearing my throat there. You wanted to talk about vaccines as well?
Yeah, I can't believe you're against this HPV vaccine. It is very deadly when boys get cervical cancer. So people need to be studying some biology, you know, and understand this. Because they're pushing it on boys now.
Maybe boys need to use condoms. I mean, there's only one way to get it, Mike.
But boys don't have a cervix, but they're pushing it on boys. And when you go in, the doctors love to tell you that since my children aren't vaccinated, since my children aren't vaccinated, they say they pose a risk to the kids that are vaccinated. And I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I'm not that dumb either. So then why are the other kids getting vaccinated? Because the doctor just told me it doesn't work.
Yeah. Ask the doctor, are your kids vaccinated? Are you vaccinated?
A lot of doctors do not vaccinate, and higher educated people and people with money vaccinate less than poorer people.
There you have it.
That's a statistic, so they stay away from that stuff.
You know, again, one of those things that people don't educate themselves in.
Yes. So, yeah, just be careful what the doctors and people tell you and make sure you study and read. And don't just trust them.
I mean, you can't trust everything that's on the internet, but if you keep looking and you look hard enough, you're going to find facts. So, Mike, thank you so much for calling in and continuing the conversation on that. We'll be back right after this quick break. Joe, hang on. Joe wants to talk about property taxes, and we will get right on that on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk. What you want to talk about. Joe wants to talk about property taxes this morning at 884-9910. So let's say hi to Joe. Hi, Joe. Joe, are you still with me? Ah, we lost Joe. That sucks. I hate losing listeners after they've waited for 4 or 5 minutes. So, Joe, please, if you're out there, call back, because I love talking about property taxes. Where's all this money going? Where is all the money that we pay in taxes, in fees? It's going into pensions. Now, I don't want to upset all the state and federal and all the workers out there and city and public and whatever. But our money goes in to pay the pensions, those retirement benefits, all those benefits you see for people who are supposedly working for you. Who puts these in place? Elected representatives, workers, unions. Take your pick. People want to be taken care of when they have done their job and they go to retire. When the rest of us will be struggling to try and get something out of Social Security or trying to put something away in our savings and retirement plans, they will be taken care of because of you. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Joe back on the line. Hi, Joe. You want to talk about property taxes?
Thinking of you and your listeners, if you spread the word and had everybody pay quarterly, I think you would get the attention of the city and county officials, because you wouldn't have all that influx of money coming in at one time for them to blow it off in asinine projects. So that's an idea. It's kind of like what we used to do with the gas stations back in the day, with boycott. That's basically the same thing. Just pay quarterly, and you'll get the reaction, I believe, that you're looking for.
Well, you know, Joe, business taxes are paid quarterly, but I think you're right.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
What they need to do is come up with a budget and actually stick with it. But they don't. They need to come up with, they need to come up with plans for the cities and the counties, and they don't stick with them. It just doesn't seem to matter what we put in place, whether it's the money or the property. They just amend things and change it as they go for their will.
Well, that's the problem about paying your full property tax up front instead of quarterly. You know, all that money sitting in the coffers, and that is what's always going to happen. And the more that the city and county develops, the worse it's going to get, because they got all that money at once.
And we don't stress math in school. Stress math in school, and you know, one move of a decimal point, and then you come back after the money is spent. There was a mistake made. So, Joe, thank you so much for calling in with your insight. And, you know, that's what you do. You make suggestions. Do I still have a producer? Let's go ahead and producer Craig and get rid of Joe. But that's what you do. You come up with an idea and you make it work. Everybody's got an idea. The elected representatives, they don't know everything. So make sure you use your voice and contact them. Phone, email, in person. Got three ways to do it there. You've only got one way to do it here, and that's to keep listening to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, it's all in Northern Nevada. What can I say? Fallon, Fernley, they get us too. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk. Yeah, I'm just getting alert this morning, so I'm going to pass it on to you just about a minute ago. There is heavy police activity in Reno on Stardust Street near Keystone, so you should be avoiding the area. Avoid the area of Stardust Street near Keystone. We'll let you know when that has resolved itself. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Tim McGivney of Quality of Life Reno. That's QOL-Reno.org if you want to find it online. Now, Tim is calling in to talk about a special event that they're having tomorrow. But, Tim, you're a dad, and I know you have a little one. What do you think about what people are saying about vaccinations?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Monica. Thank you. I wanted to speak as Tim McGivney, private citizen, first, and speak to that. That is something that I went on the journey to find more about when my son was, close to being born. And I wanted to let everybody know there's an awesome presentation that Family First Chiropractic puts on. I don't know if anyone's mentioned this, but there's a presentation every couple of months or few months that one of the doctors there will put on about, it's called The Truth About Vaccines. I went into it wondering if it was safe, wondering if it was okay, and coming out of it, absolutely never, ever going to vaccinate my son. Anything that the government has control of, that they get billions and billions of dollars generated from, and that there's a special court for people who get injured or killed from the product to go to, so that there's no liability on part of the manufacturer or the government, raises there's a ton of red flags.
There's a specialty court for vaccination?
Oh, yeah, they passed industry? The law. So, okay, so back in my, there's, you got to see this presentation. Back in my day, there was a handful of vaccines that were mandated and that I got. Now, after I think about sometime in the late 80s, I think, the federal court passed a ruling that that there would be no way to hold the big pharma companies liable for the deaths and for the injuries that were caused by their vaccines, because, and it says in their law, because it's not a science. It's just a practice, and it's kind of a guessing game. We don't know whether it's going to hurt you or not, that we can't be held liable. So after that, then you had all these big companies like Merck and everybody pushing out tons and tons and tons and lobbying for their vaccines to get put on the regimen. And that's why we have now over 60 vaccines on the schedule, that these kids, these little tiny poor sweet babies, are getting pumped full of all this aluminum and things. So what used to be mercury, and mercury is still in some, to stabilize it and to make it stick into your body and hold into your body. Now the FDA says that, and I forget what the amount is, X amount of aluminum is toxic. The vaccine will have sometimes 30, 40 times the toxic amount of aluminum, and they're injecting it into the baby. And for some reason, that's not raising any concern from the FDA. That says the lower amount is the toxic level. But 30 times that toxic level is what's in these vaccines.
Yeah, it's just like
the vaccines.
It's just like the legal amount of arsenic and lead and everything like that we can have in our water, the acceptable amounts. It's like, no, none of this is acceptable if it's a detriment to our bodies. What is the name of that chiropractic again?
Right. That's Family First Chiropractic. And I'm sorry, I forget the doctor's name, but if you call them, they'll tell you, because he has them periodically. He does presentations called The Truth About Vaccines, and you'll go in there and hear about all kinds of things. It's really eye-opening, very informative. He doesn't try to sway your opinion. He gives, of course, you know, he gives the truth about it, and then you make your own decision, but he just shows the history of vaccines and brings up some of the different ingredients, the different injuries that have occurred, the specialty court to where you cannot sue. But however, the court has been paying out, because some of the kids that die immediately, they can't really deny it. So the court has paid out, but it's compared to the amount of kids dying and being injured from the vaccines to the amount that they're paying out because of the law that went into effect is very, very low. But some people are winning cases. But
yeah, it's interesting to see how schools are literally shutting down food sharing, and you can't take cupcakes to class anymore, and you can't have any special parties because of food allergies. But boy, if you don't get these vaccinations, you ain't going into that classroom. So
all right. Yeah, it's all a big it's a big hoax. It's a money producing hoax, and it's dangerous, and it just goes to show you know, where the government's head's at, as far as if they're really trying to protect people or if they're trying to generate funds. And segueing into the homeless issue, that's what we see, the same thing. They are using these people to keep them out there, essentially on hospice, make them comfortable while they die. That way we can get more federal funding for federal programs and things that they, quote unquote, want to help.
Yeah, I don't even want to walk outside in the middle of the night with the dogs because it's so cold. I can't even imagine the compassion that people are showing to, you know, let people live along the river, which the river is going to bring the temperature down because of the microclimate anyway, how much colder it's going to be. And yeah, just sleep in your tent with some blankets and that's it.
Tim, you've got a
special event going on tomorrow, which you guys are going to be doing a lot more of. So I say that this is very interesting, and you can share this with Paul, as I went and spoke with a group the other night called Great Awakening. It's one of those new groups that is popping up, and they meet once a month for like-minded people, you know, like Nevada Patriots has popped up and numerous other groups. I told them, I said, if we were just sharing information about things, and I said, if you want to log on to a site that is truly fighting for the people of Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, log on, and you should have seen everybody whip out their pens and paper, QOL-Reno.org. Everybody wrote it down, so I hope you get a lot more hits from the meeting that I had the other night. So what's going with the tour along 4th Street and the railroad corridor there?
So tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., we're going out. It's an awareness walk. I've also reached out to several churches, so we'll be having representatives or pastors coming with us too. who want to offer services and things like that to what has become a tent city. Hundreds of tents down there, several hundred people, all living in what's called a dog run. And it's interesting it's called that because the normal way or what people have been doing to, again, quote unquote, help the homeless people is to come and bring them water, come and bring them food. They're in a place called the dog run. And then you want to go down there and give them sandwiches, go and feed them and give them water, just like they're some sort of pet down there, when they're just as capable to be held accountable like you and I to follow laws. Laws are created to protect people, not only from other people, but from themselves at times when they're not making the best decisions. But when you say a certain group is exempt from those laws and they're not making the best choices, we need enforcement to not allow this thing. But we're definitely not saying don't offer them services. There's services available, but when there's a group of people like that, vagrant by choice, that are living that way, that the city needs to put a stop to it. But they're calling it compassion to just keep them out there dying on the streets and not wanting to disrupt.
Well,
that.
It's just so it's the mentality of the left. But I have to correct you or disagree with you on one thing, Tim, and that is, we pick up stray dogs and we give them a new life and try to help them get into a new home, a new forever home. We treat our pets and stray animals 1,000 times better than we do people living in squalor.
Yeah, because you have a point
it's
there.
Just, you know, that's we love those animals, but you know, what's the city of Reno doing? They're already in so much debt. Is this something that they want to take on? Are they just pushing it on to the next elected representative? Because somebody who is down there giving them the free food is Neoma Jardin. You know, she's an elected representative, yet it's okay with her.
Right, and we reached out to all the city council. This is Oscar Delgado's ward. He's one of the only ones who hasn't returned a phone call. We actually got good response from multiple council members on CHAP. City of Sparks jumped right back and got a hold of us and set up meetings with us. We have multiple meetings all next week. Our week's packed with meetings with people from the Sparks Council, Washoe County commissioners, and also some city council members. So we will be meeting with them. We invited them all to the walk. We'll see what happens there. But Oscar Delgado's been silent, and this is his ward. We're going to see what they plan to do. And we do
hear
that
understand from the street, he may not be running again because there's more lucrative things in his future. So who knows if he wants to actually deal with this or not. So I can't wait until Monday to get an update. I wanted to go tomorrow, but I don't think it's in my best interest to be down there in the cold and make other people sick, too. They don't need my germs down there. So, Tim, I look forward to hearing from you on Monday. Make sure that you call in with that update.
Okay, I certainly will. Thanks, Monica. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. Tim McGivney and Quality of Life Reno. You know, Tim and Paul are more than happy to come and speak to groups as well. So if you want to hear it straight, just contact them at qol-reno.org. And log on to their website because they've got an interesting YouTube program that you can link to. And it's the Honest State of the City Address for the City of Reno. So it's quite interesting. You might want to check that out for yourself. It's the Monica J Show. We will be back. If you'd like to get one last call in, 884-9910. But we'll be back right after this quick break at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show, wrapping up this second hour, 10 to noon every weekday. Love having you with me on the show, and especially love the emails and the calls. Email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. If you come up with something even over the weekend, I'm always checking it. And we'll be back with you on Monday with all kinds of interesting topics, but we might have to keep on this one with the streets and the new special assessment that District 1 for the city of Reno. Plus, lots of meetings on the 26th. Wednesday is going to be a very busy day next week. So on Monday, we'll go into all that as well. Just got a quick email here from Heiko. Hello, Monica. Always wanted to know government and state workers' pensions. Do we pay it all as citizens? Can't employees chip in 10, 15% of their own? Actually, Heiko, I looked it up, and the employer paid contribution plan for Nevada, the employee is it's equally shared, the contribution to PERS. It's the public employment retirement system. And it's currently at 14.5% for gross salaries for regular members. And the contribution rate for police and fire members is 20.75% of their gross salaries. So there you have it. I was actually able to answer a question today. I'm so proud of myself. Thanks for listening, Heiko, and sending me the email. I appreciate that. 884-9910 is always the number that you can call. But you help me just as much as I help the public. A lot of people, you know my opinion. I don't believe in big government, and we just keep getting bigger. And what happens when government keeps getting bigger? They keep taking more of your money, and they just keep changing the names, fees, assessments, taxes. It's all the same thing. From the moment you get up in the morning until the moment you lay your head on your pillow, well, if you can afford a pillow, people are coming after your money. And I love this old saying. This is from Bastia, Frederick Bastia. I hope I'm saying that right. Government is the great fiction through which everybody endeavors to live at the expense of everybody else. Yeah. Remember that when public and elected representatives want that pay raise. And then think about the last time you got a pay raise. Think about all that those teachers are putting into being promised pay raises just to get me elected, and then you back out on those promises. But going and spending money like a drunken sailor on planes and everything else you want is absolutely fine. Raising taxes or special assessments on other people because you haven't balanced the budget right, and it adds up, people. You know, all those discretionary funds that all of the council members get, that all the commissioners get. Ask yourself why. Why do they get to spend your money on their pet projects? It's pork. It's no different from pork at the federal level. Yeah, we'll give this band $1,000 so they can go march over here. We'll give this artist community this much money so they can go put this up. There's solutions to all of this. Whatever it be, whether you got a band that needs to go march in a parade, it's called fundraising. You do it yourself. People will donate to the projects that they believe in, to the causes that they believe in. But we are living in a socialist society where we just let the government take care of it all. Let them do the donations too. Doesn't work that way. Nonprofits, not-for-profits, I should be able to make the decision of where my money goes. And I sure as hell don't want it going to companies to clean up trash and garbage along the river that shouldn't be there in the first place because they're not enforcing the law. And they're not trying to get lawsuits or other things changed. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you see for yourself and take part in the walk with QOL at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And go and see how people are living and what your taxpayers, what your tax dollars are being used with and used for. I'll be thinking about you the entire weekend. No, I'm with you. I'm thinking the same things. And I'll be back with you on Monday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.